Welcome to TwaTech Radio. My name is Droops, and today we're going to be talking about GTK Dialog. A little backstory to this. I like to manage things myself on my laptop. I don't like software to manage my wireless connection. I like to just do it myself. And I am constantly, you know, ifconfigging and doing random crap. So I wrote a little batch script to handle that for me. When I go to my office, I run my little batch script from my office. And it sets up the networking there. When I go home, I run the home one, and it sets up the networking there. So I like it different at different places. But this requires me to open up Aterm and then type in the command. And I said, wouldn't it be nice to have a nice little GUI tool to do this? Just write them a little taskbar in XFCE, click it, and have it go. Well, I couldn't find anything that was just simple and plain. Like, I'm running Fedora on there, and I can do the system config network. But that takes time to open all that crap. And I like things quick. So I said, I need to write something to do this. And here comes GTK Dialog. What it is, it's a small utility for fast and easy GUI building. It can be used to create dialog boxes for almost any interpreted and compiled programs, which is a very attractive feature, since the developer does not have to learn various GUI languages for the miscellaneous programming languages. And that's taken right off their site. And, wow, what does that mean? Well, can you write a bash script? Can you write a little C? Well, then you can add a GUI to them very easily with some cut-and-paste XML. You can use images and icons and radio boxes and input fields, menu bars, anything you want. There's some examples on the GTK Dialog homepage. And I find it really cool that 20 lines of C, you have a program with a GUI. And running beautiful in GTK. Now, I'm going to have a link to the homepage and the examples and the network manager that I've written on the TWAT site. But if you just want to go there, the site for GTK Dialog is linux.pte.hu/squiggly/pipas/GTK Dialog. Said I'm using Fedora Core 6, I believe. Yum didn't have it, so I actually had to install it. It's really easy. Download the tar.gz, do a .configure, make install. And then I did a locate for the executable, as it isn't just in user bin, and I was ready to go. So it's pretty much, if you want to do this in Bash, you're writing a Bash script with a little XML to define what the GUI looks like. So that's really good. And there's a bunch of examples. When you untar it, there's an examples directory. Go through, run these, and it's awesome what all you can do. The one that I made for TWAT, it's a little network manager, or made for myself too, and it's got an icon on the application, and it's got a frame around the different buttons for wired, wireless, office, whatever, and an exit button at the bottom. And if you were to look at this file, the first line is, of course, the shebang user local bin GTK dialog -e. And then I have three functions. One's for wired, one's for wireless, and one's for office. And you can cut and paste these, rename them, whatever you want. And it's just bash commands. Ifconfig eth1 down. Ifconfig etho192.168, you know. Root add default gateway. Easy stuff. And then at the bottom is the main dialog, which is just XML that I cut and pasted. And made a little GUI app. And it opens quick as shit. And that to me is pretty damn cool. Anyway, check out GTK Dialog. I'll have links to the examples, pictures of the examples, a link to my example, and a link to, of course, the real site on the TWAT website. And I believe this has been a TWAT Radio. And our closing music today is going to be Sad Kermit singing Hurt.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the needle tears a hole. The old familiar sting, trying to kill it all away. But I remember everything.
Fine.